O believers, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may learn self-restraint. Fast a prescribed number of days, except if any of you is ill or on a journey. Then fast a similar number of days later. For those who cannot endure it for medical reasons, there is a ransom, the feeding of one poor person for each missed day. Whoever does more good than this voluntarily, it is better for him. However, if you truly understand the rationale of fasting, it is better for you to fast. It is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind with clear teachings showing the right way and a criterion of truth and falsehood. Therefore, any one of you who witnesses that month should fast therein, and whoever is ill or upon a journey shall fast a similar number of days later on. Allah intends your well-being and does not want to put you to a hardship. He wants you to complete the prescribed period so that you glorify Him, His greatness, and render thanks to Him for giving you guidance. When my servants question you about me, tell them that I am very close to them. I answer the prayer of every suppliant when he calls me. Therefore, they should respond to me and put their trust in me, so that they may be rightly guided. It is made lawful for you to approach your wives during the night of the fast. They are an apparel for you, and you for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that you were committing dishonesty to your souls. So He has relented towards you and pardoned you. Now you may approach your wives and seek what Allah has written for you. Eat and drink until the white thread of dawn appears to you distinct from the black thread of night. Then complete your fast till nightfall. Do not approach your wives during itikaf, the retreat into the mosques in the last 10 days of Ramadan. These are the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not ever violate them. Thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes His revelations clear to mankind so that they may guard themselves against evil. Do not misappropriate one another's property unjustly, nor bribe the judges in order to misappropriate a part of other people's property sinfully and knowingly.